Our scripture text is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 10 will serve as our text this morning. Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Continuing in the reading. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. Look, all you who kindle a fire, who encircle yourselves with sparks. Walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks you have kindled. This you shall have from my hand. You shall lie down in torment. Set within the larger context of Isaiah's prophecy of Jesus Christ, God's servant, the Messianic King. Thus, the voice of his servant is that of God's Son, Jesus. As is our custom, we shall take our text exactly as we find it in the Bible and ask all of these questions of ourselves. First, who among you fears the Lord? Second, who obeys the voice of his servant? And third, who walks in darkness and has no light? Who among you fears the Lord? Now, some people recall the behavior of an abusive father, or husband, or boyfriend, and they get the notion that God is some kind of divine tyrant, because that is their frame of reference. Well, this morning, I'm here to tell you that this is not who God is. This is not how God operates. In fact, God has chosen you and loved you from before even the foundations of the earth were set. We have that on good authority. Others go to the other extreme, denying or ignoring the fact that we are commanded in both the Old Testament and the New Testament to, quote, fear God. The Bible concept of the fear of the Lord is the recognition that we were created by God and we are therefore accountable to Him. One day to be judged by Him. Thank God for His mercy. This is a good deal for the believer who has placed trust in Jesus Christ. For such a one, the divine judgment will be favorable, for Christ has stood in your place. Otherwise, that judgment is fearful expectation of a partaking of that place where there is torment and weeping and gnashing of teeth. We honor and we revere the Lord by seeking relationship with our Creator through Jesus Christ, and we prove the same by our obedience to His commands. How do we begin? The answer is in the Scriptures. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And so the faithful say with David, "My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net." Knowing that the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Mercy is our not getting what we do deserve. Grace is the other side of the coin, in our receiving what we do not deserve. Apart from God, there is neither hope, nor mercy, nor grace in this world. Those who fear God, however, have a superabundance of both. So then, I ask you again, who among you fears the Lord? Now our next question is this: who obeys the voice of his servant? I suppose the general answer to that question, who among you fears the Lord, would be those who obey the voice of his servant. The answer to question number 1 and 2 in your case would be the same. God's servant in this passage is Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ tells you to get a cap on your anger. He tells you to deny your lusts. He tells you to prioritize the kingdom of God and seek first his righteousness. He commands you to tell the truth, to watch your speech, and many other things. Now, he does not tell us these things in order to steal our joy, but in order to bring us joy. Most of us, many of us, learn this the hard way through our own experience. I hope and I pray that you younger folks will heed the word of the Lord now and not repeat the same foolish things that your fathers have done. By you younger folks, by the way, I mean all of you. Now, we put filters in our cars. We put filters in our coffee makers. Why not put a spiritual filter in your life? In the book of Philippians, we are enjoined after this manner: whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. and the God of peace will be with you. Who obeys the voice of his servant? Furthermore, obedience to Christ's teaching is proof of your love for him. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. You've come here this morning to worship our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. You've done well. You've done the sacrifice part. Now, go forth and do the obedience part for the next 167 hours, and then repeat. Has the Lord need of hypocrites that any of you are living duplicitous lives? Obedience secures the blessings of divine fellowship. Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Would Jesus be at home with you? When we keep short, honest accounts with God and man, we shall have no need of sowing fig leaves, but we shall enjoy peaceful, guilt-free lives. How much do you really love God? Will you forsake your lottery tickets or other games of chance, or the movies that you know you ought not to watch, or your use of curse words when you think there's no church people around that might catch you in the act? Know this, God will catch you in the act. He always does. Or whatever other pursuits that you are so filling your time with that you don't have time to pray or read God's word or meditate on it. Again, I ask you, who here obeys the voice of his servant? The third pressing question that we find in our text is this: who walks in darkness and has no light? The short answer to that is those people who neither fear the Lord nor obey Christ. And this is the condemnation that is before such a one: that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. You ever wonder why people refuse to pick up the Bible? They have kind of an idea of what might be in it, and they don't want to hear it, because then they might have to make some changes. By the way, this happens to Christians too. We go through a season in our lives where we really don't have that desire to read God's word. Maybe there's something to that, an application from this scripture. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. Maybe someone here is wrapped up in worldly pursuits. There are many, many folks in the world who are spiritual has-beens, or spiritual never-beens, who never knew God. The Lord knows the difference. And you shall grope at noonday. As a blind man gropes in darkness, you shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you. Life is aimless and dark without God, my friends. Been there, done that. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. Now, I've known the dark side, but thank God that I was overcome by the force of His power in light. Who walks in darkness and has no light? Do I hear anyone saying, "Not me, not anymore"? I'm done with that life. Christian friend, Paul is saying to you, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Dear Heavenly Father, may we take these three pressing questions to heart this morning. May we consider whether or not we truly fear the Lord. May we engage in self-examination that we might determine whether our obedience lines up with our position and our profession of Jesus Christ, who paid it all that we might be spared the fires of hell and that we might receive eternal blessing and inheritance through that relationship with the Father. Are there any here who have been walking in darkness? Lord, we repent of our sins this day. This moment, we are heartily sorry for our offense, for our many offenses. Lord God, we need your forgiveness. Show us, please, the way back home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.